From Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 13, Verse 37, Aniha Paritushtatma Drishvapa Natadaham, Nushyashe Bhavahani, Maha Eva Satavan. Aniha, with no desire to possess more. Paritushta, very satisfied. Atma, self. Adrishya, in its own way, without endeavor, upanatat, by things brought in by possession, aham, I, no, not, chet, if so, saye, I lie down, bahu, many, ahani, days. Mahani, Mahaiha, a python, Iva, life, Satovan, enduring. I do not endure to get anything, but I am satisfied with whatever is achieved on its own way. I do not get anything, I am patient and unagitated, like a python, and lie down in this way for many days. I do not endure to get anything, but I am satisfied with whatever is achieved in its own way. If I do not get anything, I am patient and unagitated. Like a python, and lie down in this way, for many days. Purport. One should learn detachment from the bumblebees, for they collect drops of honey here and there and keep it in their honeycomb. But then someone comes and by force takes all the honey away, leaving the bumblebees with nothing. Therefore, one should learn from the bumblebee not to keep more money than one needs. Similarly, one should learn from the python to stay in one place for many, many days without focal and then eat only if something comes in its own way. But the learned Brahmin gave instructions gained from two creatures, namely the bumblebee and the python. Om Ajnana Tumirandasya Gyara Yajaraka Shatrum Pilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gura Vena Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Dupa Kadama Yandaram Bhishtapuram Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So human life, we are supposed to be intelligent and understand what we are supposed to do and whatever happens in life, good or bad, on which you have no control. So there is no point in becoming agitated, disturbed or frustrated. People become agitated and frustrated because they don't understand which way to move. It is said, it is the attitude that somebody was saying. Suppose somebody calls you, you are an ass, you become very upset. But can you stop the other man from calling you ass? He can say anything he likes. But if you don't take it, then you will not be agitated. If you take it, that means actually you are disturbed. So people should know, people who want to be composed, it is individual. These are the people that came for Guru Puja. So in life, whether you like it or not, some things happen, things come and go, doesn't matter whether you like it or not. It is not necessarily seasons, but anything. People come into your life, they may help you, or they may cheat you and go away, they may cheat you. When people come into your life, you may like to be together, be friendly. But you have no control over the behavior of the other man. So he may insult you or cheat you and go away. There is no point in blaming him. That means he will go on fuming. And you don't know why this has happened. When something happens in our life, we should coolly accept that this is what I am worthy of. Even you think this has happened unreasonably, still it has happened in any case. No? Still it happened. What can you do? You may be correct, still you are made guilty of doing something wrong, which you did not. And then you may be subjected to punishment. So, because life is a continuum, things are not happening for what you have done or what you have not done in this life. Why we are born in particular circumstances, situations, why we have a kind of body, subtle or gross. Already, why you did not get a body or a subtle mind in a different way. Another thing is, whether you are materially happy or not happy, that will also not last. Suppose everything is going favorably to you. Just only yesterday, we were reading in the Bhagavad Gita, Subha Subha Falairevam Mokshasekarma Bandhanai Sanyasa Yoga Yuktatma Vimukta Mamupaishasi. So a spiritual person, he has no expectations on material plane, on a bodily plane. That is a spiritual person. That's why he is dvandatit. He is indifferent to both dualities. Fame, infamy, gain, loss, victory, defeat, happiness, distress, all material. A spiritual person is very nirlipt, is indifferent, udasi, is indifferent. Because you know that time will move on. Time will move on. Nothing will last. And in the end, unless you are an enlightened person, if you are an enlightened person, you are happy in yourself, not because anything from outside. An enlightened person is happy just because it is nature to be happy. All conditions, whatever they may be. So this is the business of life. Otherwise you will be tossed around. If you are looking for, I want a material situation like this, I want a comfortable situation like this, if your mind itself is troubling you, what will you do? How can you kick away your mind? Suppose she is troubling you, get lost. I don't have anything to do with you and my life, that you can say. Somebody is troubling you, say, Hare Krishna. I don't want to talk to you, I don't want to see your face. God. So what about if your mind itself is troubling you? It's called Adhyatmika. Adhyatmika means misery is inflicted by your own. Suppose your body is troubling you. What can you do? Can you get rid of the body? Your back is troubling you. Anything in the body can trouble you. And the mind always troubles you. The nature of the mind is Tyaga and Bhoga. If the friend is very nice, that is also upsetting. Because you have something goes on. Suppose somebody is always saying yes, yes, yes to whatever you say. You should be happy about that. Then you start thinking, why for everything she says happy? why for everything he or she says yes, yes. Then in the nature of the mind, whatever you are getting, you are not satisfied. That's why people are very difficult. People have very much difficulty how to adjust to others. The movement to movement. Yeah. Who can estimate your emotions? And you have to deal with so many people in the world. You can't expect everybody's emotions to get in line with your emotions. Not possible. Because the mind is, it's a, the mind is such a strong thing. Like I may be your servant, you know, we hear in the newspaper, the servant murdered the master. Oh no, what can you do? And the husband killed the wife. What can you do? So, because the Chanchalami Mana Krishna Pramadi Balavadrudam, there are instances where the guru tried to kill the disciple tried to kill the guru, you know, in big personalities like Ramanujacharya, his guru wanted to kill him. See, Ramanujacharya, very great personality, is that right? I remember the life of Ramanujacharya. Yadav Prakash. He arranged a plot.
Actually, Ramanujacharya
has
four gurus.
He has eight gurus.
Eight gurus.
Any guru, Kantipurna and Mahapurna,
Krishna
Acharya. See, Yadav Prakash was the first guru to start with. Because Ramanuja Acharya was born Mahapurush. He was born to establish Ramanuja means Lakshman, the brother of Ram. He got the name Ramanuja. So he is God in human form. He played the role of a human being just to establish Dharma. He is not an ordinary guru or acharya. So Ramanuja Acharya, he could not tolerate, accept the Vaishnavism. He cannot take demigod worship, he cannot accept impersonalism. He cannot accept any other, only. But that is the only thing that is satisfying to the soul, to become servant of the Lord. That is the safest position. If you want to tolerate, that's why a devotee is samtha, peaceful. Okay, whatever the Lord arranges, whatever my karmas, or whatever is going on in the world. So a devotee is samtha. Because simply one lifetime I am in this body, whatever the body and the circumstances, I should just tolerate titiksha. Titiksha karunika suhrudam sarvajayinam ajata satravo santa sadavo sadhu bhushanam. Kapila Muni, while instructing the qualities of a saintly person, that this world is completely, it is only under the control of Krishna and no one else. Everything is completely under this. So everyone is puzzled, including the demigods. No one knows. That the Bhishma Devi says, we don't understand why things are happening this way, that way. He's talking in the context of Pandavas, such Mahatmas, such magnanimous souls. That one difficulty after the other. Oh, kashtam, ah, kashtam. So, Bhishmadev, if such great souls, they have difficulty after difficulty, why? Because they are dharmanandana. They are all dharma personified. That means they just want to help others. They don't any expectations for them, even then they are in difficulty. So, that's why this world is called Anitya Sukham. Although you are temporary, still you have to suffer. Although you are happy, still you have to go. That means you are constantly, you are kicked around this world, and finally the death comes and kicks you away. As long as you live in this world, you are kicked around, and then final kick, you are kicked out of this world. That's why when people, they understand, so they give up all, just like this man, the Brahmin, like a bumblebee, like a python. Python doesn't do anything, whatever naturally comes. So from bumblebees, people are also like bumblebees, collecting, collecting, collecting. And then somebody comes along and he'll kill all the bumblebees, burn it, and then you will take the whatever the bumblebee is collected, and you will take it and go. All life is all about like this. Parents, they earn, and children, they just, as they did their right, they fight and take, and the parents, their properties, they demand whatever they want, that's why from bumblebees, the lesson we should learn is that it is a waste of trying to accumulate. Just leave it. And for the python, what you should learn, even you leave everything, still if something is meant to come to you, it will come. The python is just remaining idle, not attempting to get anything, including its own food. But still, sometimes the food comes before its mouth and the python swallows it. So that means, don't think because you are not working, you will not get your food. Don't think like that. But the world is arranged in such a way, whether you work or not, you will get your food. In that case, why should you work for food? You should work, but not for food. Because a foolish man, you think if I don't work, I will not get food. But an intelligent man, the food is already there. When I was not working, when I was not intelligent, I got food. Now you are able to work and you are intelligent, definitely you will get food. So, people enlightened, they don't work for food. They work for others. They work for purification. They work to serve and please the Lord. So, that means you know that there is food, that doesn't mean that you become a lazy man, idle man. So ordinary people, in ignorance, they are working day and night, just like bumblebees. Bumblebees are working all day, all day, all day. But the honey they collect, that doesn't belong to them, that is enjoyed by somebody else. So if you are working unnecessarily, making properties, making bank balances, and somebody else will enjoy it. You have to think, why did I work? That doesn't mean that you should not work. You should work for helping others. You should work for purifying your existence. Work for serving and pleasing the Lord. That this world, the problem is people have no Krishna consciousness. People are in ignorance. So you should work to remove the ignorance. If you can speak nicely, convince them. If you cannot speak nicely, be assistant. Be an assistant to preaching mission. That is all ISKCON is all about. ISKCON is all about people who can preach, people who have the enthusiasm to preach, people who are convinced and want to convince others also. The Krishna consciousness is such a thing. It's not that you got Krishna consciousness, you can remain quiet. You will not, because you are enjoying your life. So you want to just tell others, please do it, chant Hare Krishna. A happy man is not a quiet person. A happy man always is in a celebration mood. Yeah, why not? So Krishna devotees, they are not people who keep silence. Krishna people, Krishna devotees, they want to declare war on ignorance. They want to declare war on Maya. Because the nature of the soul is action, fight. The devotees are not afraid of fighting. Why should I go preach to the uninterested people? Why should I? The nature of the soul, like if the seed is coming out of the ground, And if a butterfly is coming out of the cocoon, forcing it out. If people are working for sense gratification, people are all struggling, working hard. But that is for a foolish cause. For sense gratification, they are working hard. For self-realization, they are playing. They are idle. Yanisa sarvabhutanam yasyam jagati samyame yasyam jagati bhutani sanisa. The foolish people are working hard for a purpose which is useless. Enlightened people, they are not working like that. They are working for something that can actually engladen the soul. So these materialists, they cannot understand. The spiritualists, devotees, sometimes that's why he said, don't associate with karmis. If you associate too much with karmis, what am I doing all day? Just Hare Krishna, Puja, Hare Krishna. What am I doing here? Because when you see everybody running around, you are simply all day Hare Krishna. And even when people see Hare Krishna, they lose interest in Krishna. What is it all day? Then don't go near the devotees. What is crazy life? So Prabhupada has written a critical article. Who is crazy? Who is crazy? The devotees all the time, they are poor. Like there are so many dialogues are there in Chaitanya Charitamrita about Srivast Thakur, where he did a drama. And Sridhar, Kailabhacha Sridhar, and Suklamar Brahmachari, very poor people. And they are very intelligent. Devotees are intelligent. And if they want to make money, they can. Devotees are not lazy. Devotees are not fools. Devotees, if they want to make money, they can work hard and make money. They are active people. And devotees are intelligent people. They have ideas how to make money. Because the intelligent, Krishna gives intelligence. If you are a devotee, you know how to save money. You know how to make money, you know how to do a thing. The devotees are people who are free from sense gratification, their intelligence is sharp. People who are indulging in sense gratification, they become dull. Their intelligence becomes blunt. Doing the same repeatedly sense gratification, and sense gratification is draining your energies. Any sense gratificator, suppose you eat more, that means all the blood will go to the stomach. When you eat more, all the blood will go and your head doesn't function. Like that, you'll have a hard time keeping your eyes open, sleep. Whenever sleep comes, I try to look at Nidhi, is she awake or asleep? So, devotees are active and intelligent, and they can actually make money. Because people are, they don't want to work and want to make money. That is, because they are dull, conditioned by body. Body means dullness. Let's say you have to push people to work. But a devotee, he doesn't need to be pushed. A devotee voluntarily wants to work. That is a devotee. Any devotee who voluntarily wants to do this, do that, you should understand that he is on spiritual platform. He is not conditioned by the body. He do that thing, come back, do this thing, go here, do this thing. We are wondering. We are in Chennai, meeting this many people, activities this and that, and come to see this bird and come and go to traveling, go to the farm, do this thing.
Anaprasana.
You don't feel exhausted all day.
One thing after going on.
Still you feel fresh. Because spiritual activities always keep you fresh. But when you are not conscious, say, non-devotees see it as a work. Devotees see the connection of what they are doing to Krishna. Simply that makes the difference. You are working, he said, they are not working, why I have to work? That kind of thought should come. And then you think, even though I don't work, still the prasadam is there. Whether I work or not, still at 9 o'clock I go down there, that's there to eat. So let me just avoid work. Is that right? Whether you work or not, the prasadam is there. And then you are working and others are not working. You think, why should I work so much? This kind of thoughts will come when you don't know how to connect everything to Krishna. Whereas devotees, they grab others' work also. Devotees, they have given it somewhere like Hanuman. Hanuman was doing all works. He is grabbing the work of Lakshman, he is grabbing the work of Angad, he is grabbing the work of Sugriva. He is not allowing anybody to. Everywhere he is poking his nose. Hanuman is very excited by serving Lord Ram. It is enlivening. It is making him blissful. See? Then they all thought, what is this? Hanuman is everywhere he is there to work. They said, no, no, no. We are all, because all of them are devotees. Then they thought, we should restrain Hanuman. He is just grabbing all service himself. And he is becoming very dear to Ram and he is becoming very blissful and energetic. They all did, no, no. They made a list. Sugriva will do this, and Angad will do this, and Lakshman will do this, right? And then, because they want to avoid Hanuman. Hanuman, because he is ready to do every work. Right from cleaning to serving the Lord Ram. All things. So, they did all this just to show how a devotee always finds work. Always not given work. Is it right? Suppose you are not given work. That doesn't mean there is no work in the temple or what. Yesterday I went to Tadipatri. Mata is working very hard. She has to work in the Gosala, she has to work in the garden, she has to do worship, she has to cook, she has to preach, she has to give class, all day bombarded. She is working. And then I went there, a lot of cobwebs, you look up, and then firewood cooking, all black cobwebs. Cobwebs are white. And because you are cooking in the place, all this smoke will go. There is Krishna Arjun Rath as soon as you enter the kitchen. And you look this side of the kitchen, there is Virat Rupa. All cobwebs. So, because she is a lady, she cannot climb up and all that. I told Mataji, engage somebody. Then some boys come. You engage them, to remove them, because that's the place where you sit down and eat. And it's not nice, clean. So Hanuman, as I said, we distribute all the work, because Hanuman has come from Kishkinda. So they did not put him in any service. The Hanuman said, what about me? How can I sit quiet? Give me some service. We have taken this service and you see what service is still there for Ram. And Hanuman, he thought, all distributed. Sita will do this. Then Hanuman said, whenever Ram yawns, that duty was not done. Otherwise, we will put water, we will bring food, who is eating, all beautiful. But this is not there in that list. Hanuman said, whenever wrong hands, it's a great idea. So, because you don't know when you're young, so you can always be in front of Lord Rama. I will do this service. Okay. And then he was there till night. But after that, he has to go into his privacy. With Sita Devi, he will go to bed. And the servants, they cannot be there. So he is sitting outside the door. We don't know inside when Ram will be there. So he is all the time doing like this. And because he is doing like this, Ram is constant. And Sita, what happened to you today? All the time. Outside, Hanuman was doing like this. Even when Ram will be there, he should catch up with that. So that is called enthusiasm. Then Hanuman was not sleeping, but just doing all day. Then they all realized that how a servant is always completely alert, awake, eager. Generally in the material world, servant-master relationship may not be sweet. As the Prabhupada said, when people are told, after death also you will have to serve. We are in this world, we are very frustrated, serving. And no master is happy with us and service never ends. And our body, we have material body, our service, no? We have to push the body. Why not? No? Why people don't want to work? Because we are under the influence of the body. When you want to get up in the morning, you have to push yourself. Otherwise, your body will say, just lie down for a few more minutes. Sometimes I also. I want to get up at 3 o'clock, and somehow my eyes get opened by 2:50. I think there's still 10 more minutes, and then when you get up, it is 3:30. This is called Maya tricks. So it takes time to counteract Maya tricks. All by learning. So, the point is here, people who are working very hard, they are not considered all right. They are considered passionate people. That means working unnecessarily like bumblebees. Morning only I was going walking in the fields. I was going in front of your house. I don't know what you are doing, so I thought, let me not disturb. I went to the end of the road. Sometimes I go this way, sometimes I go the other way. Ants are everywhere. I was thinking how the whole earth is flooded with ants. Too many ants come busy, all in rows and big numbers. What are they doing? Ants. You know, ants don't sleep. You know, ants don't sleep. So what are they doing all day? So similarly, human beings who just work, thinking that people are lazy, we have to work, there are many people who work. But for whom to work and how you have to work, if you don't know that, that work is like the working of the ants. Ants are working just to maintain their family. Ants are working just to accumulate things so that they can continue to maintain their society. Ants have no idea that suddenly somebody may step on them or somebody may throw a bucket of water. It's like a flood or tsunami for them. You throw a bucket of water on the ants, just they are thrown apart here and there and they die in hundreds. But they are working, running around all day, and then suddenly they did not imagine that they have to die in a moment. In vast numbers. So So human society also, people are working, but the direction the Vedas give, the direction the Bhagavad Gita gives is, this world is a tankless place. There is no end to work in this world. Still you are not satisfied, others are not satisfied. Mother Teresa, she has taken a vow not to marry, and she has accepted any work, probably very repulsive, you know, it is very, you know, washing the wounds of leper patients and people who are in a very foul, bad condition in the jugis and jhopadpattis. She was going where no one wants to go. But what is the point? So, the whole Vedic knowledge is do yajna. You should know the art of making your work as an offering to God. That means, you should always work in God consciousness or Krishna consciousness. This is the secret. That's why even sometimes, like, you go to Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur, you watch, he was not working at all. But people are attracted to him. Everyone wants to go and meet him and touch his feet, take his blessings. Practically, he is not doing work, any work. But what he was doing? He was chanting 21 hours a day. He was only sleeping 2 hours a day, 1 hour for his little things. So he was not doing any work. But you cannot say he is not working, because he is in Krishna consciousness. So no negative thoughts, no accumulating thoughts. And then he knows that the world needs the sound vibration. That's what we tell to close the class. Your family, your income, your work, all this is meant for making an arrangement so that you can sit down and chant. You work, make some money, have your house, eat nicely, and then what do you want? You want your connection with God. You want to love Krishna. But if that business is not going on, what is the point? Working. And then one day your body will fall in such a pitiable condition, old age, you cannot work. So it is very difficult to understand what is Krishna consciousness is all about. It is a complete solution. You work in Krishna consciousness. That way work doesn't bind you. You work in Krishna consciousness, you become blissful. You work in Krishna consciousness, no more repetition of birth and death. Because your consciousness has transcended the body. By chanting Hare Krishna, you are snapping all your connections to this body and to the world. So, human life is meant for maintaining the body so that you can chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. If you don't chant Hare Krishna, you will be boasting about yourself. That's all. No? Everybody wants recognition. People are working for society or anything, but because you are not attracted to God. Naturally, everybody is self-seeking. You cannot avoid that. If you are attracted to God, you give up all that. I don't care. Because you are satisfied by your loving service to God. You are not expecting anything from anybody. Hare Krishna.